This is Akashvani, the news read by Reshma Tiwari. The Lok Sabha will hold a special discussion on the 150th anniversary of the national song Vande Mataram tomorrow. According to the official sources, Prime Minister Narendra Modi will initiate the debate in the lower house. Briefing the media last week, Parliamentary Affairs Minister Kiran Rijiju had said the full day discussion will start at 12 noon. He said a debate on electoral reforms will be taken up on Tuesday in the Lok Sabha. The decision was taken during the all-party meeting chaired by Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla.
We all agree that there will be a special discussion on 150th anniversary of national song Vande Mataram on Monday. And it was also agreed that on Tuesday, the 9th December, there will be discussion on election reform. And my special appeal to all the members, especially the opposition party members, cooperate fully with the decision taken.
Defence Minister Rajnath Singh today inaugurated 125 strategically significant infrastructure projects, including Shok Tunnel in Leh, constructed by the Border Roads Organisation across 7 states and 2 union territories. Speaking on the occasion, the Defence Minister said that Shok Tunnel in Ladakh will be a game changer, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during harsh winters.
These infrastructure projects are dedicated to remember the supreme sacrifice of Indian Army and BRO who led their lives for the nation. Shok Tunnel in Leh will be game changer in Ladakh, offering all-weather connectivity and mobility during the harsh winters. The Shok Tunnel will lead to the development of the region, promote tourism and the economic activities, and will help in the logistics. It is a testament of determination of Vision Viksit Bharat 2047, as well as an example of our government's unwavering commitment to strengthen border infrastructure.
The Goa government has ordered a magisterial inquiry into the major fire incident at a club in Orpore in Bardez Taluka, which claimed 25 lives. Several people were also injured in the incident, prompting immediate action from the local authorities. The cause of the fire is yet to be known. The Directorate General of Civil Aviation, DGCA, has issued show-cause notices to Indigo CEO Peter Elbers and Accountable Manager Isidro Porqueras, seeking explanations within 24 hours on the massive flight disruptions that caused severe inconvenience and distress to passengers. The regulator attributed the chaos to the airline's failure to make adequate arrangements for the revised requirements under the approved flight duty time limit norms. Earlier, the government directed Indigo to clear all pending passenger refunds for cancelled or disrupted flights without delay. Union Power Minister Manohar Lal today said that artificial intelligence, AI, and machine learning, ML-based applications play a pivotal role in building intelligent, consumer-centric, and self-optimizing distribution networks. The minister said this while addressing First National Conference on the Use of Artificial Intelligence and Machine Learning Technologies in the Power Distribution Sector in New Delhi. The Armed Forces Flag Day is being observed today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi, in a social media post on the occasion, said the nation expresses its deepest gratitude to the brave men and women who protect the country with unwavering courage. The India Meteorological Department has forecast cold wave conditions over Punjab, Haryana, West Madhya Pradesh, East Madhya Pradesh, Vidarbha, Chhattisgarh, Jharkhand and Odisha till tomorrow. The Met Department has predicted that dense fog conditions will prevail over Assam, Meghalaya, Nagaland, Manipur, Mizoram, Tripura and Himachal Pradesh for the next 2 days. In badminton, India's Sanskar Saraswat clinched the men's singles title of Guwahati Masters in Assam today. Sanskar defeated compatriot Mithun Manjunath 21-11, 17-21, 21-13 in the final today. In hockey, India will face defending champion Germany in the semi-finals of the Men's Junior World Cup in Chennai this evening. The match will start at 8 p.m. Indian Standard Time. And that is the end of this news bulletin.